they're spending about on a par with the candidates. They're spending a little less, but about on a par with what the candidates can muster. So far, the candidates have spent about $4 million and counting between the two of them. So, and they've raised much more. So we're looking at a race that will cost between, you know, it's hard to tell because of disclosure, but we're looking at a race that will cost between $15 and $20 million.
Give us some examples of some of the big corporations and unions that have given money to one or both of these organizations.
Sure. So the RGA listed 38 corporations as basically underwriters of their ads criticizing Walter Dalton, trying to tie his record to Bev Perdue's sinking popularity ratings. But the corporations include global giants like General Electric, Dallas-based AT&T, a chamber of commerce from Milwaukee, 900 miles away, gave a six-figure sum to this ad campaign.
Wait, so companies can donate directly to the North Carolina ad campaign?
That's what we're seeing, yeah. On these state filings, we are seeing for the first time in state history, the RGA is buying these ads and listing as the funders of those ads corporate 38 out-of-state corporations. So to give you an example, AT&T, through its PAC, it gave $2,500 to Pat McCrory this year. They turned around a month later and gave 100 times that, $250,000 from AT&T to the RGA, which then used that money to run these ads in the state. On the flip side, the DGA, the Democratic Governors Association, has given millions of dollars to a North Carolina PAC called North Carolina Citizens for Progress. And by funneling money to another group, they effectively obscure the original source of funding for these ad campaigns going after McCrory. So in some cases, we really have no idea. In the case of the DGA, we really have no idea where this money is coming from specifically. The benefit for the corporation is that they can have a much greater impact on the outcome of an election by giving to an outside group as opposed to direct to a candidate.
But the corporations, in some cases, in your article, you write, General Electric disavows any knowledge of specifically where their money went.
Yeah, and that's an interesting wrinkle of the story, that the RGA is basically putting the names of these corporations who have given them money to a general fund, which they use for ad campaigns all over the country. But they are listing these specific 38 corporations as the sponsors of this ad campaign against Dalton. Now, what our investigation uncovers is that it's not quite that simple. A lot of these corporations give money to both sides, both parties, and they're really weary of being seen as supporting one candidate or the other. And so it has put these corporate donors in sort of an uncomfortable position because they are technically the funders of these ad campaigns.
Paul Abood is Money and Politics reporter with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. Mr. Abood, thank you.
Thanks for having me.